Now my mic is so loud. All right, welcome back to Swipe Right. It's been months.
It's been time.
It's been months. Hopefully we still have a following. Probably not. Unless they're Leah's friends, which...
Hey.
Ayo.
Ayo.
So I just said to Leah before we started that I was nervous because I'm like, how do you do a show anymore?
I know. I was freaking out because... We are trash.
We are garbage.
And are just starting now in February.
We are four shows late and
you know, it's like fabulous. Life just kinda got in the way. So
I don't know
here
if it was
we
life
are.
Or just sheer laziness.
Mm.
There's not
I
really
think a
just,
little of both.
There's
I think.
Literally zero justification for why we're starting a month late. Because we had I remember I listened to the sign off of our final episode in December. And it was like, oh, we're going to come back first week of January. We're going to be all geared up, fresh, so many new ideas, so many new people coming on for interviews, and, like, so excited of the possibility of our show. And then we literally just, like, every Thursday
Sorry.
We're like, do we really, should we?
We got stuff
do we need
to do.
It? I don't have time. And then I got to a point where, like, are we canceling our show?
And then
Which
we're like, no
a
way.
Travesty.
We could not.
Because we're friends.
We're friends.
We're so many friends, and I love talking to Leah all day.
It's actually
dating.
DJ X, but that's another story for another time.
Remember that time we pretended to be anonymous and mentioned our names every other sentence? Because
we are trash once again.
So this is a common theme. Incapable of just doing anything about following through or being consistent. Like, we're not your friends.
Not
on that.
At
we're
that.
Not the ones you turn
And just
to.
Like talking about inconsistency, you know, we usually play a disclaimer, but it has gotten lost in our plethora of messages on Facebook. And I don't even know why we message each other on Facebook. Like, we have each other's numbers.
It's because I love the nice, like, the use of a GIF.
Yeah,
really just
that, okay, that's
my point.
But honestly, you can use that in iMessage. We both have iPhones.
It takes too long.
Yeah, that is true.
No, but it's true. Like, every single time that we go to hang out or see each other, or just like I let her know that I need food or coffee,
it's just matzo sticks
on a bed of shredded lettuce from Wilf's, which
from
is
Wilf's.
The most disturbing visual, and yet still doesn't deter me from eating it. But yeah, we just do it through a Facebook message, even though we both have each other's numbers.
And it's like I don't have my computer today, so that's where the disclaimer is, and the only other place it would be was in our Facebook chat, but we weren't trying to scroll up for 7 years, so
yeah, we just
want
so much to say to each other.
This is our disclaimer now.
Go ahead, Leah. Do you remember
I don't think I remember it, but...
Basically, it's saying that it's the show is hosted and comes from the perspective of two white, cisgender, heterosexual females.
Oh, that is, like, that is the exact word.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And basically that, like, we just want to make it very obvious that we do not speak for and don't intend to speak for all parties that partake in modern dating or don't date or... etc. And so we just want to frame our show with that because I think it's the most socially responsible thing to do.
Love that.
Because our perspective probably is
not
even,
the same as yours. And
there's no resemblance.
That's fine. And we're here for it. So let's what are we doing today? What are we talking about? Let's jump right into it.
Let's get to the meat of it. Why don't you? Yeah, I guess we should go into updates because that more so like jumps into it. But my update is what inspired this week's theme.
Right.
It's a sad update.
And you know, like listening back from our last episode in December, like a lot of things have changed.
Lord.
Like
I am
a lot
not a religious
of things.
Woman, but Lord.
Lord
have
mercy.
Jesus, where you are. Where you are. I need you. Yeah, so basically my update. So when I signed off in it was in November, I was talking about this guy named Chad, and we are going to drag Chad today because
we are not here for Chad.
I don't know what that voice was, but we're not here for Chad. We don't stand for Chads, and Chad lived up to his name, his broed out name.
Yeah, just no
good. Yeah, no. Every shitty thing that you think of someone that would be named Brad Chad. Don't even remember his name
Brad
now.
Chad.
That's how insignificant he is. was true. No, basically, my last update was that I was really excited about this guy that I had been talking to for a long time, and we were going to finally meet up. We had met on Tinder originally, but we just have had such chaotic schedules, and also I think that there was, like, an element of anxiety and fear when it comes to, like, finally meeting someone, right. especially after waiting too long, which is my largest piece of advice on the show. If I die tomorrow, I want everyone to know, do not go past, like, a week of messaging someone on Tinder or any sort of not dating worth. Site before you meet them, because I think it just exaggerates any of the anxiety that you might have felt or you do feel when you meet someone off the internet. And interweb. So, and then you also get invested and you be like start like painting these ideals and like of this person when it is just like one version of themselves, one very like edited version of themselves that's like online. So I think my biggest piece of advice is always, and this is a mistake that I've made time and time and time and time again, where I just become invested in these guys and talk to them for so long and postpone meeting them. And it just, it really just does a detriment to my dating life because I'm still single. Anyways, bottom line is I was excited about this person and we were supposed to meet and I was going to have him finally answer our interview questions from a couple episodes back. And yeah, he ghosted me after I went to Montreal for my 25th birthday. He asked me how Montreal was and then all of a sudden I was just like, oh, it was fantastic. It's so great. I love being 25. I'm such an adult.
Did you say, did you use that voice too? Or?
I did. I sent him a voice note, and that was probably why he ghosted my ass. But no, and so I haven't heard from him since December 9th, and I'm, that's a very...
You remember the day?
I only...
I wrote it in my diary.
32 p.m. No, I... I only remember it because I was coming back from Montreal for my 25th birthday. So that was the only, because it was a significant time, okay? It's fine. Yeah. I'm not crazy. Anyway, so that inspired my
feel. So that, and it inspired, like, our whole show today.
Yeah.
You know, my update, honestly, nothing really new, you know.
Literally nothing new.
I just, I'm kind of stupid. That's all. That's all I've really learned.
Let me just tell you, from, like, an outsider's perspective, Leah has been posting all these stories, like, even throughout Christmas break. This is a long time ago now. We're dating ourselves because, again, we're lazy. We're trash. We're starting a month late.
Yeah.
But I remember just seeing all these photos of, like, hickeys and of her conversations on her Finsta, which I still don't understand what it is, a Finsta is, but, and all these dates that she was going on. So she has a very... very exciting dating life. Unfortunately, just nothing comes from it because,
you know,
she dates.
Because
trash.
It, like, I went on a couple dates even like the last couple weeks, and you know, like, they're nice people. I had a nice time, but like, they just didn't do it for me. And there are other people who I expressed interest in, and
we're boycotting those people now.
It wasn't really...
This is a PSA.
Like, I didn't really know if it was mutual. Like, sometimes I would think it was, sometimes it's not. But I guess he's just, like, not emotionally available for me. Because now he has a girlfriend, which is fine.
And how did we find that out?
Just through some creeping.
Through some social media
but
updates,
you know, like,
from said person.
It's just, like, I just cannot, you know?
I just think, and, I mean, obviously this goes in line with ghosting, is just like there's a like a level of respect. I think it's ghosting can be different because obviously ghosting in your situation, not necessarily ghosting, but just like ghosting a conversation that should have happened.
Yeah.
Like that is a lot more severe than I think if you were to go out on two or three dates with someone than them not respond to you.
Yeah.
Obviously,
like
when, there's a little bit more of a like an emotional toll that takes on you.
When you're doing everything but being exclusive or whatever you want to call it. It's like...
Well, you've also had, like, many conversations which kind of, like, alluded to the fact that that was maybe the direction you were going in. I just think that there needs to be, like, a level of general respect, especially if you want to, like, if you value them as a person. I think that you just owe them even a simple conversation. And maybe that's difficult, but that's also part of growing up.
Yeah.
And...
You know... And I was sad for the day yesterday, and then I got a little mad. And you know what? Like, I woke up this morning, and I said... Leah, you just need to, you need to go back to being a bad bee because this does not look good on you. So
snaps
here I am. Here I am.
Yes.
Oh. Flirting with his friends because that's just what a bad bee does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If
I mean,
you
want to
screw me over.
His friend's incredibly cute. So, like, I don't blame you.
So, you know, I'm just going to jump on that train and see where it takes me. So that's my update.
But also, I think that we were just talking about this earlier, and she also said something that she wanted to do, which had to do with insects. Please
okay,
tell me.
So. Okay,
but please make sure that everybody knows that this is an option available yes. to them.
And if you want the link, message us, and I would be happy to send you the link. But there is a zoo in England where you can name a cockroach after an ex or, like, someone that's, like, screwed you over or someone, like, you just, like, don't like. And they send you a certificate saying that, like, cockroach number, like, 1005 is named after this person for $2. If that's not a great investment, I'm not sure, like, what, like, forgo your coffee for the day. Spend $2 to the zoo in England, name a cockroach after whoever you hate, like forward them the certificate, done.
I would print I think that you certificate win. Off.
You
I
win.
Would frame it, and then I would mail it to their home
yeah.
With like a kiss from lipstick or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, I'd sign it or something.
Yeah, sign it with my lips.
Like, you are welcome. I spent $2 on you. You are welcome.
Yeah, you are now a cockroach.
You are now a cock. You are now represented on what you actually are.
Yeah.
What your personality entails.
A cockroach.
Okay.
Well, dramatic. but yeah, so that's.
Those are our updates.
The
and, you
update,
know,
very
it's
long-winded
just,
update.
I know it's kind of a negative update.
We don't care about it.
From our, like, optimistic view on dating from Christmas.
Yeah, we were excited about buying presents.
Here we are.
We're back. Yeah,
and,
we're here for February. Next week, we're going to talk about how to be single on Valentine's Day because neither one of us are dating someone right
I
now.
Literally got scheduled to work Valentine's Day because my manager knew I did not have a date. So if that says anything about my dating life.
I just don't think either one of us are qualified to host this show. But yeah. I just don't want anyone to call. But I don't think we have enough listeners to hold us accountable for that.
Yeah, that's very true.
Or listeners at all. So it's fine. All right. So like always, we do want to have, like going forward, we definitely want to have more interviews. We want to have bring different perspectives yeah. on.
People that actually have boyfriends or significant others. Yeah.
So our show goes until April, and so hopefully over the next couple episodes or broadcasts or whatever we want to call them today, we'll have new voices and new perspectives on our show. That being said, you can always DM us on our Instagram, and you can mm-hmm. email us, and I don't know our email.
rlswiperight@gmail.com.
Yes, it's yeah, you can definitely email us, even with show ideas or something that's happening in your life that you're like, hey.
You just want us to do a little research on?
I don't want to talk about it, yeah. But like, let's just put this out here because the world needs to know.
Because honestly, Britt and I will put everything on the table. We do not care.
I have, yeah.
We are two bad bees that are just here.
Yeah.
We've been hurt.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
I also think it would be really fun to write down all the things that we hate doing about dating and then having to do them and recording ourselves doing them.
Oh my God. I still want to bring someone in that I have dated or hooked up with or
yeah.
something.
I mean,
think
I
that would
be
so funny. Why?
It's like I would just be so anxious. I would like curl up into my own body.
I wouldn't
just, like,
pick someone weird. I would pick someone like chill.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I couldn't drop all my sweet jokes.
Yeah, you could.
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, you would.
Men
come
make
on.
Me incredibly nervous. Again, another reason why I should not be hosting the show.
Cool.
It's the greatest irony. Anyway, so we're going to head into our first quick music break before we head into a few articles we have by Psychology of Ghosting. We have one from GQ. We have a few warning signs about, like, maybe, hey, like, let's not get ghosted, or like be able to tell who's about to ghost me before we get ghosted, so we can ghost,
we also have a
ghost them first.
A couple stories of
couple
people
stories.
That were ghosted just down the street in Toronto.
Sweet.
So
all right,
let's
so
jump
we're gonna
our song.
Head into is it Pink Sweats Honesty?
Pink Sweats,
sure,
it's called Honesty.
I, don't know.
I love this song
this today. All right, goodbye.
We are back. that.
We hope you enjoyed that. I actually really like that song.
She just showed
me it this morning.
I found his EP on Apple Music just like by chance.
Yeah.
It's called Volume 1 by Pink Sweats, but the last S in Sweats is a money sign.
Because he's hardcore.
He's so cute. He's like this cute little...
Sure. Anyways, it had a really cool video as well, so I suggest all of you check it out. All right, so to kick us off, what is ghosting? How do you define it? I don't know. Let's know. So ghosting occurs when a person you are dating suddenly disappears off the face of the planet. This can take the form of ignoring you, not responding to any attempts at communication, and the worst of all, legitimately pretending like they don't even know you when you see them face to face. As this term suggests, they've essentially vanished without a trace. This is done in the hopes that subjects will take the hint and leave the subject alone, as opposed to the subject simply telling them they're no longer interested.
Just makes me cringe a little. Just like, I don't know.
I know.
I've done it before. But not just someone that I've, like, consistently been seeing. Someone I've been on, like, one or two dates with that I'm, like, not interested in.
Yeah.
And then, like, having that conversation being, like, oh, like, I'm not really into this. And then they being, like, why? And then I'm, like, I don't get the vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, some people can't understand that.
I know. It's, like, they just don't pick up the cues. But yeah. I don't know at this point in my life if I would do it anymore. I mean, I think... I've had a history in the past of maybe emotionally leading people on, and I've had really, really toxic relationships because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've let, like, my fear control my, my life in a sense. And, like, in my decisions I make relative to dating, I mean, there was this guy that I was talking to for a long time, and I was just, I liked him so much that I was so afraid to let it become anything more serious because I was so afraid of getting my heart broken. And so I let him know that I wasn't interested in anything serious, which in a, like, now looking back on it, like, reflectively, definitely was my own
mistake.
Yeah. My, like, and just like my own defense mechanism.
Yeah.
And so, and he was really hurt by that. And so there was, like, a lot of guilt following that situation because it was unfair for me to, like, lead him on and have him on the phone with me for 3 hours every night. He was an amazing dude, and he's super funny and just a great person and very intelligent. But I think it just scared me because he was also a lot older than me at that point, and I was just so new to the dating scene, and I was just dealing with a lot of my own, like, insecurities, and I let that basically, like, thwart the possibility of us.
Like Trump, yeah.
Definitely ghosting makes things easier. There's less accountability. So there's an article by Psychology Today basically just kind of trying to unpack the reasons behind why people ghost. And a lot of it, what they suggest is cognitive dissonance. And the writer says, the writer was talking about how it was no longer in the dating game, but when she was discussing it with her friend that had brought up ghosting to her, she says, I didn't get this updated section of the training manual where people don't actually treat people like humans anymore. And thanks to a myriad supply of anonymous suitors, so through apps like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, there just isn't any time, desire, or need to treat everyone like the special butterfly they are. She explains, and ghosting is just so tantalizingly easy. So there's this element of convenience and lack of accountability when it comes to ghosting, because there is, you know, you just fade out into the abyss, and you don't really become accountable for that.
Yeah, like, I had a guy message me once on Tinder, and it was like, should we just follow each other on each other's Instagram and Snapchat, and then, like, never talk again? And I was like, honestly, that happens more times than not.
Yeah.
And then you just, like, end up liking their pictures.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just, like, that's all your relationship. Like, you don't know this person. You've never met them.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, like each other's pictures or, like, watch their Snapchat stories. And it's, like, it's not necessarily ghosting, but it's just, like, way too easy. to like meet someone online and then kind of have it fade out to that and have a random conversation here and there. But
well, yeah, and another individual in that article wrote, like, even after one or two dates, they're still just a profile to you, not a person exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't necessarily humanize them.
Yeah.
And I don't, and because of that, you don't feel the normal empathy you would. And as if you were to meet organically, there wouldn't be the same feeling, right? So once you're meeting someone online, maybe it's the assumption that there are so many other profiles available to them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily tangible, their profile. It's like there's like a lack of humanization, and it's a way for us to like in our own minds, like justify being able to like, after even two dates, just be like, meh, you know, they're just another person that we've swiped right on.
Or like if you don't necessarily like hear their voice or like know what they do or live their life, like it's like they're not really in your life.
Yeah. Well, and how easy is it? Like, and I've done this so many times, not necessarily with someone I've talked to on Tinder, but if I've matched with someone and we haven't spoken after even like 3 or 4 days after we've matched, I'm like, there's literally 0 point in us being matched on this dating app. But it's, and how easy it is it just to like press unmatch and provide like no reason at all, or, you know, inappropriate messaging or whatever. Like, it's literally so easy to just dismiss these people and these profiles even out of your life, out of your feed. Like, you can just so easily just, you know, extract them. And so, like, especially like with your point about ghosting and social media, social media allows your past to continually haunt you until you feel it's not suspicious enough to defend them. So, like, with social media, even if you are ghosting someone, this more so pertains to people that are maybe in your circle or friends of friends, or some that you've ended up actually following on social media after maybe you've had a date or two, or even just talking on Instagram or talking on Tinder, or if they've DM'd you, etc. I think it's just so easy, even after you've ghosted them, for them to, like, come in and actually haunt your feed. And, like, they're still present, which is... And then, I mean, that also goes into relationships. Like, when's too soon to maybe, like, make that decision to defriend them or unfollow them? Is it petty? Is it immature? Are you just protecting yourself? Or are you creating a boundary? Like, what does that mean?
I think it depends on the situation, though. Like, if you have a mutual breakup and it's, like, the best for both of you and you both know that.
Yeah.
I think if you're staying on, like, Instagram and Snapchat or whatever, or Facebook, cool.
I think that would still be so hard for me. Like,
yeah, I guess you kind of, I don't know. But it would be like they're living their life, I'm living my life, but we're still friends.
Yeah, like it's an amicable.
I would much rather that than have like a nasty breakup where we're like blocking each other on things. And then like if we have mutual friends, then it's like, do I keep them as friends? Like if they're posting pictures with this person, then it's like.
And then you start holding like these grudges. Unspoken grudges towards your friends that are kind of like innocent, you know.
Bystanders.
Like consequences inside, like so I totally agree. I think my friend that does my lashes for me, we often talk because she actually just got dumped over the holidays, and she was talking to me about how he'll sub Insta story her, which is, I didn't know that was a thing,
like sub tweet, but like on an Instagram
stories. And so I thought that was interesting, and I didn't know that people still did that, especially when they're in their 20s and like, come on, your brain's fully developed, you should be doing better things. So I thought that was interesting, and also it's just like, is very, because you're bringing in like your community, your Instagram followers, you're bringing in everyone and making it a spectacle, which is super petty and just unnecessary. I mean, that's outside of
just
ghosting,
just go to this website, buy a cockroach.
That's it.
Name it after this person. Feel better about it.
Anyone coming in and listening to half the show and listening to that, they'd be like, what is a cockroach have to do with ghosting? Well, honey, it is great.
Honestly, I think I'm going to post the post that I saw about it on our Instagram story.
You should, so providing resources now.
You want to go see it? I'll hook you up.
It's so true. All right, so... We also looked at this other GQ article called The Real Reason You Got Ghosted, where a few women write basically why they've ghosted. One woman specifically wrote that it occurred to her that most of the time when I've ghosted someone, it was because I had so many problems with them that it didn't even make sense to go through the list with them, and the whole like, I hate, it's not you, it's me. No, because it is them half the time. Besides, if you don't ghost, you basically have only three options. So the three options that she lists
like are these.
One, hurt their feelings by being blunt. Two, lie to them and tell them something vague, which will only confuse them more and maybe, you know, inspire continued conversations, yeah. which is not what you want. And three, be super careful about how you relay the information and hope they don't turn into a rage tornado who calls you an ugly troll whore for no reason, even though they probably will. An ugly troll whore. God. Same. How do you feel about those three? I would probably say that those are quite accurate. Your only three options for the most part, especially when it comes to ghosting, because ghosting doesn't, well, it generally doesn't happen in long-term relationships. These are more like quite new.
I think it also, like, going off what I was saying before, like, it depends. Like, if it's someone that you think can handle the blunt information.
Yeah.
And, like, they're kind of, like, they don't really get it unless you're blunt.
Yeah.
You have to kind of go that route. But the amount of times where people have messaged me, like, on Tinder or something, and I didn't respond right away, and then they'd be like, oh, you're ugly or something. I'm like, okay, like, sorry.
I love that.
2 minutes ago, you were telling me how gorgeous I was, but now, like, I waited three hours to answer you?
Yeah.
I'm ugly? Okay. Let's move on. But, like...
Your good looks expire after a long time, like, all right?
If you don't get immediate attention from me, I'm ugly, but...
Yeah, you're Cinderella.
Yeah, that's just...
I mean, I totally agree. I think it's definitely, like, situation-specific. I think... That's the thing. It's hard because would your bluntness help them, or is it something that maybe the problem that you're having within your relationship is something that's more specific to you and what might annoy you within a relationship? So would it even be helpful telling them because it might not help or like hinder the next relationship? So that's, I don't know. That would be difficult because also with that comes like, maybe the potential for them to be defensive and then them to tell you everything that's wrong with you. So it's kind of like you have to be ready for that. And that also might inspire a larger conversation. So, but yeah, I don't think being vague is great either. The whole easy, like, throwaway, it's not you, it's me. I think that's lazy.
And, you know, like, if someone is going to be like, it's not you, it's me, or they're listing all these things about you.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, makes you feel like crap.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then, like, if they just kind of ghost you after being like, oh, sorry, like, this has to end, bye.
Yeah.
It's kind of, like, makes you be like, what's wrong with me? You know? Like, so you kind of have to, like, even though you may not like that other person, you kind of have to, like, they're also a human being that has feelings.
Yeah. And I think, like, what I've always said too, I mean, again, more so specific in terms of the relationship, but I think that there's like an element of respect that you need to have that this person has allocated X amount of time to you and like has felt these things about you. And I think it's important for you to respect that and to like have a conversation as opposed to just, you know, taking the L train out of here and never speaking to them again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a cop out. I think people are fearful, and I think it's also just so ignorant. I don't know, it's just easy. It's so easy to ghost because again, like, there's no accountability, there's no repercussions, you know. Generally they're outside of your social circle, you'll never see them again, and if you do, you know, in a sense you still have this, like, there's still this like power dynamic where you're the one that ghosted them. And so it, you know, I don't know, it's tough, but that's someone that just recently somewhat got ghosted. I think, and I was saying to DJ X or Leah, we're just going to bypass that anonymous claim. I think for me, like, especially with my situation, I think it was more so important for him to just be like, hey, you know, this is what's going on in my life. Unfortunately, you know, this is why maybe we shouldn't continue, or I've met someone, or it's fine. But just this, like, level of honesty that I felt maybe I was owed to in a sense.
Well, if you would do it, you kind of expect it from people that you're seeing. So, like, when they don't, it's like, okay, see you later then.
Great. Right. It just feels like a big waste of time, really.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Like, you put in so much effort, right? Like, especially if something's new.
Yeah.
And, like, then they just kind of are like, okay, peace.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Okay, see ya. Like, I don't, like, and it's just, like, I don't know. You never know what to do in those situations because you don't want to call them out.
Yeah. And then there's this weird, like, very confusing state where you're, like, am I still going to hear from them? Yeah. And then you make these, like, really wild justifications. Oh, maybe they broke their phone. Maybe their phone fell into a pot. Maybe their phone exploded in their face. Like, maybe they, like, they're in maybe an area with no reception for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, or, you know? Like, something happened with their family. Or
yeah, maybe there was a tragedy. Or they're going through exams. Or, you know, I'm definitely someone that doesn't necessarily need someone to text me every day. Like, with the person I was talking to earlier, we would go, like, 3 or 4 days without talking to each other just because we were so busy, which I can respect. Like, we're older, like, not older, but, you know, I can respect
more
that.
More mature.
Yeah, then, we have schedules and jobs and lives, and I don't need that, because I've had relationships in the past where it was just, like, every single day, and it was just, like, oh, hey, cutie, 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 oh, that's cute. It was just, like, ugh. Ew. I felt like I was being, like, just fucking drenched and drowned and in the relationship, and so that was really difficult. And so it was nice. So I don't necessarily need someone to be there all the time. And so then I was like, it was kind of weird because it would get to the, like, the 4th, 5th, 6th day. And I'm like, wait, are we just really busy? Or, you know, so there's always that, like, confused state. It's just like, and then it's like, how long do you hold out for? Mm-hmm. Or how long do you give them the benefit of the doubt for? Or how long do we, like, continue to make justifications for people's shitty behavior? And, like, therefore perpetuate it? No.
I think I did that for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And here I am.
I just think it's, like, at some point, it's just too, it becomes too emotionally exhausting to continue to justify everyone else's behavior.
So you know what you should do?
Get a cockroach.
Get a cockroach.
$2.
$2.
This
zoo in England.
This broadcast is not sponsored by that zoo. We just really support the cause.
Or, if you don't feel like spending any money, sleep with their friends.
There you go.
You're welcome. I cracked the code.
All right, we're going to head into a break, but when we come back, Leah's going to talk about some stories, and we're going to talk about a few signs that you're about to ghost. Get ghosted. Ghosted. I don't know. I'm not used to mics anymore. It's been 2 months. People, give me a break.
What song is this?
Oh, yeah. So this is Janelle Monáe's Make Me Feel, which is just incredible. She's an incredible artist. A little bit of Prince in there. We love it. We're here for it. And
enjoy.
Now we're leaving. Goodbye. Yes. Janelle Monáe makes me feel.
Just the way it makes me feel.
I would never ghost her. I would never, ever ghost her.
Wonder if she's been ghosted.
Probably not. You can't look like that and be that incredibly talented. And just incredibly. Okay. Hi. I have a crush. All right, let's go into our stories.
I literally just Googled, like, ghosting stories, and this article is from Narcity. It's 9 Toronto ghosting stories that will make you give up on dating forever. I was like, ooh, that's intriguing. The first one here is probably my favorite. I'm going to read this one. So I met this guy on Tinder, and we really hit it off, and we're texting for months on Skype and the phone every day. He lived in London, and I lived in Toronto, so it was a bit of a long-distance thing. I visited him one weekend, and things got really hot and heavy, but he didn't want to have sex because he didn't want to lose me, in quotations. I pushed him on what that meant, but he didn't really give me a straight answer. So as I was leaving, he said, text me when you get home so I know you got home safe. So I get home and I text him, no reply. The next day I check and ask, how's your day? No answer. A few days go by and I'm like, hey, are you okay? And no response. This guy had really expressed feelings for me, so it was odd that he would just disappear. Fast forward months later, out of boredom, I set up a Kijiji ad that said, free Nintendo 64 to whoever leaves me the best Taylor Swift impression voicemail, and left his number as the contact number because I'm petty as fuck. A few days later, I sent him a Taylor Swift meme on Facebook, and he was like, that was you? Then he broke down and told me why he ghosted. This is probably my favorite part. He had become a Jehovah's Witness and thought I was too tempting, and also his ex had called him saying she had a secret abortion of his baby, and he went into a deep depression and didn't want to talk to anyone for months. Needless to say, I declined when he said he wanted to try things again. Honestly, the Nintendo 64 thing.
Take notes, folks.
I love
No, that's absolutely genius. That's a level of petty that I genuinely respect.
You know what? The other day, I was on Instagram, and I saw this meme. I screenshot it because I was like, this is so smart. So in 2012, a Chicago man bought a car for $600, registered it in his ex-girlfriend's name, and parked it at an airport that racked up 678 parking tickets, totaling $105,000. If that is not petty,
oh my God.
I think that is worth the $600. But if you do not have $600 and only have two
cockroaches,
go name a cockroach.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
You know, like...
Okay, next story.
Oh, Lord. These ones are kind of boring. It's like, oh, we met at a bar, and then he never texted me back. And I'm like...
Okay, next.
Thank you, next.
No. Thank you, Seven Rings.
Thank you, barbecue.
We're just here to laugh into the microphones. We have absolutely nothing else to offer the show. We're done now. Bye.
This one's okay. Yeah, I can read this one.
This is... What? The delay here is because we spent 15 minutes coming up with an Instagram caption to promote that we're back instead of reading the stories that she wanted to read. Let's all take a moment to shun her.
So there's 9 stories here. I read them all, but, like... They're, like, okay. They're, like, nothing. They're nothing like the first one. I think the first one...
You should have ended with that
one. I know. But I was so excited to tell you because you didn't let me read it to you before.
Yeah, because I want organic reactions. Mm. I can't laugh like that twice.
Okay, let me read this one. Okay. I met a guy on Tinder and we ended up seeing each other. We even agreed to be exclusive, a.k.a. not see other people.
Thank you for the definition. That was completely unnecessary.
All of a sudden, he just stopped texting me. Literally radio silence. I had no idea what I did wrong. My friends and I did what all girls do when we stalked him hardcore.
Of course.
I had him on Instagram, but not Facebook, because who really uses Facebook? Basically, we ended up tracking him down on Facebook and a separate Instagram account. So they made a separate Instagram account, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Very smart. On this Insta, I could see that not only did he have a girlfriend, but he was in Cuba with his girlfriend at the moment. Gets better.
I'm gonna cry.
I was totally blindsided. Why would he ask me to not see other people if he literally had a significant other? But it gets weirder. 2 days after we found him on social media, and about a week after he started ghosting, I get a text from him saying, I miss you. I would be like, oh, God.
Oh, I'm going to assassinate him.
Please keep in mind that he was on vacation with his girlfriend at the same time that this text was sent. So she says, I sent him a screenshot of his Instagram profile and a fuck you text, promptly blocking him.
I love it.
I'm still fuming, TBH. Well, honestly, I wouldn't be fuming. I'd just be like, what? Like, what is going on? And I would
just be concerned with him. Like, I would probably send him resources, just some sort of psychiatric help.
Like, you're cuckoo, man. Get your shit checked, because...
Seriously. So I have a submission from an anonymous pal from a successful ghosting trip.
Oh, so not all ghosting stories are...
ghosting goes wrong. Maybe some people aren't trash. So here is an example of that. So I met my current girlfriend on Tinder in May. We went on a few dates and hit it off. We spent about a month talking on and off before she chose to pursue a more serious relationship with another girl she had also been talking to on Tinder when she ghosted me. She started dating this other girl, but as all millennials do, she kept snapping me periodically. When her and this girl broke up at the end of July, she of course snapped me to talk about it, and 2 weeks later we were sitting in Princess Cafe on our second first date, and we've been inseparable ever since. Now we're on our 5th month dating.
That's beautiful. I love that.
And they just responded again saying, we in love now. I mean, it's nauseating, but it's adorable. I can give props to our anonymous submission,
mm-hmm.
because I would have not
pursued that.
I would have not said, oh, yes, please. Yeah, let's hang out to talk about how you're the person you chose over me.
You.
No, but.
I am your second choice.
That was also just a shameless plug for Princess, and I think that that's what she was trying to accomplish there, because she just loves it. No, but I'm happy for them. And so not all ghosting goes wrong, especially if you don't hold grudges and you're able to give someone a second chance. So there you go, folks.
That is beautiful.
It's we're ending on a high note. But we do have a few signs about how you might be able to know, like, what signs I can't read. 20 signs. Well,
how do you know you're going to get ghosted?
This is what 2 months does to you off the mic.
Cannot
you
speak English. Can't
speak English, and we support it. All right, so I'm going to rip through these quick so we can...
rip through them quick. Hold on there, folks. We're going to rip through these quick.
Yeah. Put your seatbelts on. We're here. So first, one-word text. Also, that's just boring and they have no depth, so just cancel their
If someone says ha-ha to me, I'm like, ha-ha, that's all you got to say? Are you kidding?
So two, they go silent when you mention the future, and we're not talking 2 years in the future or marriage. We're talking about the weekend. Sad. Three, they're practically CIA about personal details. So, okay. Four, uses lazy, non-committal language. For example, I'm looking for a relationship, meh, but not in a rush.
Whatever happens, happens. It seems to be a popular expression among Tinder.
I don't like labels.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm not sure what I'm here for. All right, five.
I use Tinder because sometimes I get bored. Oh, okay, so I guess I just won't talk to you anymore. Like, what?
Oh, my God. You know, speaking of that, actually, I matched with this guy that in his bio said, most of you are boring as hell, but figure I'll give you a try. I'm like, excuse you, sir?
You don't even know me, buddy.
And you're in plaid riding a piece of wood in your profile picture. Don't talk to me about being boring. Pedestrian. Number five.
I wouldn't have used that word, but...
He's pedestrian.
Pedestrian it is.
He bails on you for his buddies very early on in the relationship, so anyone truly interested in you would make the time.
Like, yeah, they're just gonna go and hang out and have a little circle jerk. That's fine, but like...
Okay, that is a traumatizing phrase. Do not use that. Six, compliments you too much. So sometimes relationships are too good to be true, so be cautious of people that pour on too much affection. This is also irritating. Yeah, I know I'm fabulous.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me every hour.
Yeah.
Sorry, every time I see you.
Yeah, I don't need an update. All right. Seven, he's acting distant in person. So if he's way less interested in your life after your first few dates, he's about to ghost your ass.
Fine.
Fact.
You want to be lame? See ya. Hit the road. I'm not into
Number it. Number eight, which is the last one we're going to write or read or speak or...
Discuss.
Refusal to talk about ex. So it's normal to avoid the gritty details, but if they're treating it as a top secret, that's a major warning sign. So how people handle themselves in previous relationships is a huge indicator of how they value interpersonal. I don't feel like this is a safe space for me, and I'm signing off with that.
I was just going to let it go, but then you repeated it. So here we are.
Defense mechanism. I'm sweating. Like, I'm so nervous. I feel like I've been in denial about the fact that I've had a lisp for so long. Okay, so I can't.
Are we done? What's going on?
We're almost done, but we are going to sign off with our finally question.
Finally.
I need to leave this room.
Okay, how English is not our strong suit. I would just like to point that out now.
Okay, so DJX/Leah. Slack.
Yeah. Slack. Oh, God. What's going on today?
I'm having a stroke. I'm
okay,
so sorry.
Leah. Okay, you can just say Leah. It's fine.
How are we going to change things in 2019 for our dating life?
You know...
Maybe take it a little bit more seriously than
I
should.
Yeah, because there were some past experiences. I have kind of realized... I know this sounds really cliche and kind of stupid, but I've kind of realized, like, I'm a bad bitch. So, if you're not going to treat me like one, I really don't have any time for you. And if, if you're going to treat me like trash, I'm going to treat you like trash as well. And I'm going to drop you like the trash that you are. So,
whoa.
For 2019, my goal, I'm going to try not to hook up with as many people. Oh my God. And I'm just going to try to find something a little bit more serious and chill.
You came in so aggressive and I didn't know where we were going to go. You're very riled That's just, up right now.
You know, I've been sad for the last day and then I was mad, like I said, and then I woke up and I said,
she woke up, folks.
I'm not this sad, mopey person.
You value yourself. It's important.
So, you know, I don't even know what else to say. How about you?
Ironically, I would like to spend this year sleeping with more people.
Okay. I like that.
We're starting up that energy. No, I don't know. That's probably not going to happen. But
why not?
I don't know. I think I've been so reserved and so fearful for so long that I've basically just taken myself out of the dating game, and then I'll sit there and just play the victim, which is so annoying to even me. And so I think this year I want to approach dating with less fear and stop letting my self-esteem control the decisions that I make. I think this, I don't know, I'm 25. I don't know if there's necessarily like a cap, or I don't want to set age expectations because I think those are relatively toxic. But at the same time, like, I think this year more than ever, it's time for me to maybe start being a little bit more adventurous.
Yeah, I love
than
that.
Than I have been. Yeah. Because I need to stop looking at...
I agree.
I need to stop looking at first dates like, you know, a moment in Guantanamo Bay. Like, I think I need to, like, approach them with excitement. And so, yeah, I think
And
I
you
just,
know what? You are a bad bitch, and you should be acting
I'm
like one.
Mute your mic. Stop it. With your fake nails on the table. I can't. Anyways, so we are back for the rest of the semester.
Stay tuned.
We don't know what's going to happen. Tune in next week, though, because we're going to talk about how to be single on Valentine's Day and how to pretend you care about your friends' relationships also on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, like when
I just added that one, but I think it's pure genius. So I think that's going to be us signing off.
Yeah, I just...
We pre-recorded this today, so we were not going to be drinking.
I had a coffee roll up the rim, but I did not win. So,
she didn't win.
If that says anything about my life
right
now.
I didn't know mine was a roll up the room. I'm going to roll it up. Okay. Well, exciting things are happening in our lives. So we're going to sign off. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry for the laughs. Sorry for the speech impediment.
We're working on it.
It's a safe space here, though. So we're encouraging that. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Keep swiping right.